rest of the story. It has remained among the most compelling mysteries in American history. Before or after the states were united, the disappearance of an entire English settlement on Roanoke Island off the North Carolina coast. Summer, 1587. The ship that had brought the settlers sailed away. 3 years later, the vessel returned to discover that all of the colonists, every last one of the 150 or so, had vanished. It was a chillingly immaculate disappearance. No traces of a massacre by natives or anyone else, no bodies to suggest an epidemic. The only clue to what had occurred was as perplexing as the occurrence itself. The solitary word, Croatoan, carved conspicuously, yet oh so cryptically, into a tree. Croatoan. Each generation since has struggled to envision a scenario that would explain what happened on Roanoke Island more than four centuries ago. So unsatisfying has each explanation proved that eventually novelist Stephen King resolved the mystery with a supernatural convolution of the thriller The Storm of the Century. By assuming the fate of the Roanoke Islanders was a natural one, to what source might one turn in support of any plausible conclusion? For many years, archaeologists, encouraged by the August 1948 discovery of the remnants of a fort on the island, remained hopeful that additional clues may be unearthed. But it was not until very recently that investigators found the diary. A diary dated 1587. There was only one entry. It referred directly and succinctly to the weather, specifically to a horrific drought. Meteorologists have examined the information, compared it to what we know about seasons subsequent, and they have concluded that the year the vessel that had brought the 150 colonists departed, that very year was the driest single year in that region in American history. Now suddenly it all makes sense. Newly arrived settlers in a desperate search for a freshwater source, abandoning their island, fleeing to the mainland, perhaps to be slaughtered in some secret glade. How dry was that driest of times? The driest in written record? No, the driest along the eastern seaboard of North America in 800 years. How in the world do we know? Because the diary the scientists opened and consulted, more reliable than any inscribed by human hand, that diary has been recording weather information year by year for thousands of years. We may never know precisely, or even generally for certain, what happened to what historians now call the lost colony. But our best guess comes from that undeniable archive, tapped by tiny core samples from the trunks of 2,000-year-old cypress trees discovered along the banks of North Carolina's Black River. Ancient arboreal memory banks, which have been keeping track of the climate one annual growth ring at a time from before the time of Christ. And now you know the rest of the story.